This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I'd like to do this evening Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, and Bezos Hashem tomorrow evening Lamed Vav Amid Beis. We're continuing to explain the Braisa on Lamed He Amid Beis. We'll start again from the two dots, which are six lines from the bottom on Lamed He Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Arayos Ushniyos La'arayos. Ein Lohem Loi Knas Loi Pitoi. Someone is ma'anes, an erva, or a shnia. You don't pay oines, you don't pay mifata. Hamema'enes, a woman who refuses her marriage, ain la loy knas loy pitoy. There's no oines, there's no pitoy. Presumably, if she was ma'enes, she's a katana, and a katana doesn't get a knas. Islandess, ain la loy knas loy pitoy. Someone is ma'anes or mifata. An islandess, she doesn't get a knas. He doesn't, because an islandess is a ketana until 20 years old, and then she becomes a bageras. So there's no state of naros for an islandess. V'hayoyt says mishom shemra in lo loy knas loy pitei. A woman who goes out because rumors were spread that she was mezana before the nesuin, after the erusin, doesn't get a knas or a pita, presumably because she wasn't a basula. So now we're going to analyze. What is arayos and what are shnios? My arayos and my shnios. What are arayos and what are shnios? La arayos. Ilema arayos. Arayos mamish. If arayos are mamish arayos, Rashi says the arayos that are enumerated in achremois, anything that's chayiv krisos, and shnios are midevei soifrim. Shnios are arayos midrabanon. Why would an Evra Midrabana not get a knas? We know that in order to get a knas, v'loy siya le'isha, you have to go to marry her. You could marry an Evra Midrabana, you could marry Midaraisa. So she's fit to marry Midaraisa. Kivan de Midaraisa chazilei, amai yein lehem knas? Why would a shniyos not get a knas? A shniyos is fit to marry Midaraisa. Rather, we have to say, Ela, arayos are chayve misas bezdin. Chayve misas bezdin don't get a knas. So arayos are chayve misas bezdin. Shniyos are chayve krisos. Arayos are chayve misas bezdin. Shniyos are chayve krisos. But Chayve Lavin would get a knas. Who does that go like? That means, why would Chayve Lavin have a knas? You're not allowed to be married to them. It must be, this goes like Shimon HaTimni, that in order to get a knas, it's not dependent on whether you're allowed to marry them, it's dependent on whether you could effectuate kedushin to them. Umani, who would that be like? Shimon HaTimni. It would be like Shimon HaTimni, who says that as long as you could effectuate kedushin to the woman, kedushin is toifes, she has a knas. It would be like Shimon HaTimni. Ika de Amri, there are those who would darshan it differently. Arayos are chayve misas bezen, v'chayve krisos, shniyos are chayve lavin. And who does that go like? Mani Rav Shimon Menasihi, who holds that only a woman who you're allowed to marry gets a knas, and Chayve Lavin, you are not allowed to marry Midoraisa. Okay, we move on. Hamimaenes Einla Loi Knas Loi Pitoi. Hamimaenes does not have knas and does not have pitoi. Amimaenes does not have knas and does not have pitoy. Which implies the reason why she doesn't have knas and she doesn't have pitoy is she was mema'enes on the marriage. So she's no longer becheskas besula. That implies but a regular katana would have a knas. Only this woman who is mema'enes doesn't have a knas. Ha katana ba'ama isla. Who does that go like? Mani rabbanon hi. This goes like the rabbanon. Da'amri ketana yeshla knas. This goes like the rabbanon, not like Rameir, who holds ketana has knas. But wait a second. That's a problem with Eilinus. Ema seifa. Let us say the seifa. Eilinus ein la lo knas lo pitay. Eilinus does not have a knas and does not have pitay. Who does that go like? Also, the Reb Meir, that goes like Reb Meir, the Omar, Kitana ain la knas. That goes like Reb Meir, who says, Kitana does not have knas. Why? Because, and Vehabim, Mikatnus, Yatsa Salabagar, and she goes from Katnus to Bagros. So, which Shita would be consistent with the din that Islandus doesn't have knas? That goes like Reb Meir, that a Kitana doesn't have knas, and an Eilinus goes directly from Katnus to Bagros. So there's an inconsistency over here. First, the fact that we say Mima'enes doesn't have a knas, that implies a regular Katana does have a knas. That goes like the Rabbanon. And the fact that we say Eilinus doesn't have a knas, Eilinus doesn't have a knas, that goes like Reb Meir, then a ketana does not have a knas. The fact that mima'enes does not have a knas, that implies other ketanois do, that's like the Rabbanon. But to say an islandist does not have a knas, that's like Reb Meir. Reisha Rabbanon is safe Reb Meir? You're going to say the Reisha is Rabbanon, the safe is Reb Meir? Says, maybe you'll say it's all Reb Meir. And that's why islandist does not have a knas. But Reb Meir holds, even though a katana has a knas, even though Reb Meir holds a katana does not have a knas, but the reason why it says mima'enes ein la knas is because Reb Meir holds like Reb Yehuda that even a nara could be mema'en. So therefore it has to say mima'enes has a knas, not to medaik, but a regular katana does have, to medaik, a regular nara has. Uvim mama enes sarvala kribyuda. Maybe he agrees to Rabbi Huda by mima enes. Says Gemara mi sarvala. Does Reb Meir agree to Rabbi Huda that a nara could do miyun? Vatani, we learned in a brayso. Masay habas mima enes. Until when could a girl do miyun? Ad she tavish de sarois. Until she reaches naros. Devei Reb Meir. Rabbi Huda oimer ad she yarba shachar alavan. Rabbi Huda says until the black is more than the white. So you can't say that it's Reb Meir who holds a katana does not have a knas, but by mima'enes it has to say she doesn't have a knas because he holds like Reb Yehuda that he could do me until naras. It's not true. Elamai, Ela Reb Yehuda. Really, it's Reb Yehuda. And that's why it says that mima'enes doesn't have a knas, but regularly, this girl would have a knas because even a nara could do miyun. And maybe Rabbi Huda holds like Reb Meir that a katana does not have a knas. Uva katana sarvala k'Reb Meir. Maybe Rabbi Huda agrees to Reb Meir a katana doesn't have a knas, says the Gemara, but it's not true. Umi sarvala, does Rabbi Huda hold like Reb Meir that a katana doesn't have a knas? The Amar Rabbi Huda, but Rabbi Huda said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Zu divrei Reb Meir. That this Mishnah goes like Reb Meir who holds Katana doesn't have a Knas. V'im Yisaf, Reb Yehuda agreed, Zu divrei Reb Meir of Reb Yehuda mein Baila. It should have said this is the opinion of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. So apparently Reb Yehuda holds Katana does have Knas. So don't say really it's Reb Yehuda and Mema'enes doesn't have a Knas. And that was necessary to say because you could do Mion even as an Ara. And Reb Yehuda would agree to Reb Meir that an islandist doesn't have a knas because Katana doesn't have knas. because we know Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Meir that a katana does not have a knas. Says the Gemara, you know who it is? It's a third tana. Hai tana, savala kramer bechada, paligla bechada. It's a third tana. It's tana X. And this tana holds like Rav Meir by one din. Namely, he agrees to Rav Meir, Ketana doesn't have a knas, that's why Islandis doesn't have a knas. But the reason why it has to say Mima'enis doesn't have a knas, because this tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could do Mian as a Nara. Rafram says something else. Rafram says, really, it's Rav Meir. And the reason it says Islandis doesn't have a knas is because she's always a katana. And you know what it means, mama'enes doesn't have a knas? It doesn't mean actually a woman who's mama'en doesn't have a knas. It means any woman who is of age to do mion doesn't have a knas, namely a katana. Mema'enes is not a woman who does mion, it's a woman who is in the age bracket to be able to do mion, namely a katana. Says Gemara, Rafram Amar Maim Mema'enes, Haru'uya Lamayin. Says Gemara, V'lisni Katana. So say it straight, say a katana doesn't have a knas. Why say it in this backward manner? Mema'enes, which means a woman who's capable of doing mion, just say katana straight. Weiter. Islandis ein la loy knas loy pitu. An islandis does not have knas or pitu. Or a mini, I'll ask you a stira. Ha cheresh va shoyte va islandis yesh lahen knas. But we have a brisa that says a deaf mute, a fool, an islandis has a knas. Not only do they have a knas, if you marry them, assuming they're a basula and they're not, there's tainus basulim. So does Islandis have knas or not? Here we say ein la knas, and elsewhere we say yesh la knas. So the Gemara says, what kind of stira is that? The only reason Islandis has a knas, the only reason Islandis does not have a knas, is we said it's Rav Meir, that a katana doesn't have a knas. So we can answer very simply. V'hai mai rumia, what's the stira over here? Ha Rav Meir, ha Rabbanan. Our bride says, Rav Meir, that a katana doesn't have a knas, therefore Rav Meir holds, Islandis doesn't, therefore the bride says, Islandis doesn't have a knas, it goes from katana to bagaras. And the bride says, an Islandis has a knas, is the Rabbanan. Such an easy stira. It's such an easy answer to the stira. The Gemara asks, what was the havamina? Udakarila makarila. What was the havamina to ask a stira? The Gemara says, the havamina to ask the stira is because saying it's the Rabbanan and that's why the islandess has a knas is not going to help. Because it says they have tainus basulim. It says, Gemara Mishum de Islay Lamirma Achriti, because there's still another stira ilave. It says, Hachareshes, the Hashoita, a deaf mute, and a fool, the Haboygeres, Umukasets, Ein Lahen Tainus Basulim. You cannot taina basulim on a Chareshes, a Shoita, a Boygeres, Umukasets. There's no Tainus Basulim. Hasuma Va'ilanis, Yeshahem Tainus Basulim. A blind person and an Ilanis, you have a Tainus Basulim. Sumchas Arm Mishum Rav Meir, Sumchas Arm Rav Meir, Suma Ein La Tainasum. Suma, you don't have Tainas Basulam. So we still have a stira over here. Namely, regarding Chareshes V'Shoita on Chareshes V'Shoita. First we have Chareshes V'Shoita, Yeshlehem Tainas Basulam. Chareshes V'Shoita, you could taina that they're not a basula. And then we have this braisa, chareshes v'shoita, ein lahem tainus basulim. Amar Rav Sheshes says, there's no stira between Chareshes and Shaita and Chareshes and Shaita. Ha Rabban Gamliel v'ha Rabbi Yeshua. Again, the stira is first we have, we say Chareshes v'Shaita Yesh Lahem Tainas Besulim. Then we say Chareshes v'Shaita Ein Lahem Tainas Besulim. Says Gemara, Rav Sheshes like Kasha. There's no stira. Ha Rabban Gamliel, ha Rabbi Yeshua. One is Rabban Gamliel, and one is Rabbi Yeshua. Namely, Rabban Gamliel holds in the first parak, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. If she says, "I was raped after Erison," she's believed. Let's say the guy says, "I understand, you're not a basula." She says, "Yeah, I'm not a basula. I was raped after Erison, not before." So if a woman says she was raped after, she's believed. So too, a shaita and a deaf mute, if you want to say, "Oh, she's not a basula," Rav Gamliel would say, "What do you mean? But she could have said that she was raped after, and she would be believed." But when it says that Chareshes v'shoita, so according to Rav Gamliel, there is no Tainas Basulim. That's the second brisa. The second brisa is Rav Gamliel. The first brisa of Yesh Tainas Basulim is because Rabbi Yeshua says that if you say Misharas Tani Nenasi, I was raped after, you're not believed. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Loi mi pihanu chayin," so you would have tainas besulin. Meaning, in this case, the cheresh v'shoita is not saying anything because they have no das. So Rav Gamliel would say, "Well, if they did have das, then they could have said they were raped after the fact. Therefore, there's no tainas besulin." And Rabbi Yeshua would say, "There is tainas besulin because even if they would say they were raped after the fact, they would not be believed." So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Just because Rav Gamliel says that if a woman says she was raped after Erison, she's believed, that's if she makes the claim. But here, they're not making the claim. So everyone should agree that there's Yesh Tainas Besulim. Not only Rabbi Yeshua, but even Rav Gamliel, because they're not making the claim." Says Gemara, "Amar, the Shamalei the Rav Gamliel, when do we say that Rav Gamliel holds that a woman's believed to say Mishar Stani Nanasti? Hecha de katana'ihi," that's where she makes the claim. "Hecha de loy katana'i," if she's not making the claim, "mi shamitle?" Wouldn't Rav Gamliel say, because she could have made the claim, we give them credit as if they made the claim? So Gemara says, yeah, in. Kivan amar Gamliel mehemna, since Rav Gamliel says you're believed, kagoin zu pesach picha li'ilayhu. If there is a claim that somebody could have made, and the reason why it's not being made is because they don't have das, we will apply the great rule of psach picha le'ilem. We will make the claim for them. We will make the claim for them. This is the rule of psach picha le'ilem. And therefore, according to Rav Gamliel, since she could have said misharastani nanasti, then if the husband says, "You're not a basula," we will make that claim for the cheresh v'shoita because they're not able to make the claim. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, well, she wouldn't have been believed to say Meisharastani Nanasti, and therefore we do not make the claim for them. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. See you tomorrow night. We'll try to do Lamed Vavam Beis, okay? Bracha v'atzlacha, have a wonderful evening.
Recording stopped.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.